The Word says that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Join Gloria Copeland and her guest Billy Brim today as they study God's Word, revealing how the glory of the Father can be in you. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Billy Brim's back with us today, and we've got some great information about the end time. So you don't want to miss it. Call somebody and tell them to watch. I'm just all ears here. Billy is telling us about what will come to pass. Do you think it'll be soon, Billy?
Very, very, very soon.
Soon and very soon?
Very, very soon.
Good. Great.
Sometimes when people have a visitation of the Lord or when they go to heaven, the Lord always tells them, tell them I'm coming, and tell them I'm coming soon.
That's right.
And for some people, he'll say sooner than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So...
well, we're going to be
Hallelujah.
Ready.
Hallelujah, we're going to be ready.
Teach us and encourage everybody to be ready when he comes.
You know, I was telling you yesterday about, and I'm sure you can watch these, they're archived, and you can catch up, but I was telling you yesterday about the beginning of the year 2014, what the Lord said to me. And the things he told me, of course, that would happen, that I knew would happen, the signs in the heavens, and we've just had one last week. 1 week ago today, there was the first blood moon eclipse of the tetrads. We talked about them yesterday, and of course, they're in my book of Daniel.
Wow.
And so we're in amazing times here. So we had a meeting in Collinsville, Oklahoma, January 1st, 2014, we waited on the Lord, and he said, start off with what you know will happen. So I started off by telling them about the blood moons and the solar eclipses, and we've just had the first of that.
I didn't hear about it. How come we don't hear about those things?
Well, you heard about it.
I did?
Yeah, I told you about it. There, oh. You heard about it.
But did you hear about it
anywhere else? I told you, Hagee.
But like news media, they don't know what...
I think Brother Hagee on Fox.
Was he interviewed?
Yeah, he was interviewed on Fox. So there's quite a bit of buzz about it. I know you don't do internet and things like that, but there's quite a bit of buzz about it on there. Now, then the Lord said, tell them what I told you in your spirit about 2014. So the main thing was one sentence. In 2014, the church must don glory. Don means put on. In 2014, the church must put on glory. Now, when he said that to me, God knows everything you know and everything you don't know. And he knew that in the 70s and 80s, he had given me a revelation of the glory of God. Sometimes things in the Bible, you're reading along here, and it just kind of illuminates for you. But there's something deeper and higher and broader that's revelation. And it comes from heaven on your, even on your soul. It comes into your heart, your spirit, but it comes even into your mind. And so he knew that he had given me a revelation on the glory of God back then. So when he said to me, and we're going to share that this week.
Good.
When he said to me in 2014, the church must don glory, he knew that I had that background of that revelation of what the glory is. And so... even visions accompanied that. I'm not one that's just given to visions. I've had a few. But that one, that revelation, had vision with it. He would give me visions and show it to me. I think the culmination of the whole thing that I saw is that the church that Jesus comes for, his bride, will be what the Bible calls a glorious church.
Praise God.
That means filled with God. The glory of God is God's presence manifested. You can see it. You can, in the Old Testament, they saw it like a cloud or a fire or a smoke. And sometimes you can see it like a light. And sometimes you can see it by, for instance, Jesus, when he changed the water into wine. It said he did this first miracle in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. Mm-hmm. So if you saw water turn into wine, that would be a manifestation of his glory. If you saw an instant healing, that would be a manifestation of his glory. So he said to me, in 2014, his body, his bride, must put on glory. That must mean we're not very far from presentation day.
Praise God.
Because he's going to present himself a glorious bride.
And that also means some signs and wonders, doesn't
it? Yes. Signs and wonders that day is approaching.
Praise God.
And really, I think
that'll be a big help.
You know what
People are reached. I mean, you get their attention when they know nothing else could have done this but God.
Nothing else. That's a sign.
That's a sign.
When the church puts on glory, that will be a sign.
Not to mention it's extremely exciting.
Extremely exciting. We had an experience. I had heard Brother Hagin talk about the manifestation of the glory and how it's going to come in a great move of God that will be just at the last. Mm-hmm. And he said, you will be so, the glory will so increase in you that your faces will be shining. People will see the glory on you.
Praise God.
And we were there last year, a year ago, let's see, it was February 2013. And we were down in Georgia, in the Atlanta area, at Bishop Butler's Ministers Conference, Keith Butler. Mark Hankins and Trenna were there, and I was there, and it was a wonderful meeting. And the night before we left on the next day, it was such a wonderful manifestation of, you know, when you're a meeting, it's just filled with the Spirit of God, and you can just feel it almost. Well, that's what it was like
A few old timers like yourself and me.
Yes, ready, able to recognize the glory and tell them about it.
Yeah.
So Amen. The next day, my partner, travel partner at that time, was Brandon, my grandson. And so they always, Bishop Butler, he always takes such good care of you. So they had a lady that took us, you know, to the airport, Atlanta airport. She went as far as she could go. And we got to the place where you're going to go into security and go through the security checking. Well, they had so many people that they had a woman standing there. You walk straight up to her, and she was standing there, and she was telling, you go this way, you go that way. You go this way, you go that way, trying to keep the security mm-hmm. from getting all bogged down. She saw us coming quite a ways away, and I'm telling you, I don't even know. She just forgot herself and started having like a Holy Ghost spell. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Isn't that awesome?
She said, now she's working at the airport. She said, I knew there was a reason they called me to work today. And I knew there was a reason God put me here.
Moed.
He said, when you walk down that walkway, I saw the glory of God on you.
Oh my goodness.
She said, you're sparkling. Well, I thought maybe she'd watch me on TV and was just kind of buttering up or something, you know.
Yeah.
I said, do you know me? No, I don't know who
you
are.
She didn't know who you were.
I don't know who you are, she said, but I know the Holy Ghost.
Wow. Praise God.
And you said,
that's me.
And you're sparkling. Well, that day,
awesome.
Somehow we had donned glory.
Praise God.
Somehow we had put it on and you could see it.
What was that from the past where was it a word of prophecy or what? Where they talked about the glory and they talked about this light just moving
along. That was Jerry Savelle. That was Jerry Savelle.
See the glory on you.
He went into a mall, a shopping mall.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think Carolyn was in a store or something.
Yeah.
He was just window shopping, walking around. And there was this woman, best I remember now, and she came to the mall on purpose because she had seen, as she was praying or whatever,
She had seen this light in the mall moving around from place to place
to
place.
Yes, I remember it now.
And so when she got to the mall, she followed the light, and it was Jerry.
I remember that.
Now, I can't remember. She needed something healing, I think. And so
Praise God, the Lord was able
to minister to her. That's putting on glory. Now, it's kind of like Gloria, Brother Hagin said, we seem to stumble up on things. Every now and then, we catch a glimpse of something.
Yes, that's right.
Every now and then, it manifests on us. But he said, we're going to come to a place before we leave here. Ooh, glory be to God, I'm about to get happy. Yeah. We're going to come to a place, Gloria, where the church will dawn. It'll be so bright.
Wear it.
We will wear it. And the people in the darkness, like it was said of Jesus, those who dwell in the land of the darkness see a great light.
Hallelujah.
And that's what they must see on us. It's not going to help anyone if we're just as depressed and sad and sick and forlorn as they are. And the darkness is going to get darker, but the light is going to be so bright.
Glory to God.
And Gloria, before we leave here, the whole church is going to be well. There won't be a sick person in the
church. That's awesome.
It is written that when they came out of Egypt, there was not one feeble among their tribe. And there will be great action in the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. For we must don glory.
Yes, we must put on the glory.
Now, then at the beginning of the year, he said this also to me. 2014, walk in my spirit this year as never before.
Okay.
I will lead you.
Those are our instructions.
For only I have walked this way before. Into the glory we will go. And I knew he meant head and body.
Praise God.
He's the head, we're the body.
That's awesome.
Into the glory we will go. He'll lead us there. And in the glory you will see and know. As we live in this rarefied air of the presence of God, we'll see things. The spirit of seeing and knowing will come upon us. Brother Hagin prophesied that a long time ago.
Well, what would that mean? That would mean we would be in the Spirit.
We would walk in the Spirit.
And we would see and know.
And we will see and know.
Glory to God. Whew.
Hallelujah.
We've looked for that for a lot of years.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. And now the time is
I brought
here.
One of Brother Hagin's prophecies, and I'm going to read it later
Good.
On.
Good.
Because I've been thinking, how do we do this? How do we don the glory? And the name of this prophecy is The Unseen Realm. And I can't give it out, so don't write for it. Unseen the unseen realm shall become as real to you as the seen realm. To live, operate, and minister in that realm, and bring the blessings of heaven into the lives of people. Then he goes on down there and says, you must learn to listen to your heart.
Walk in the Spirit.
Yeah. By so doing, you are listening to the unseen realm. For the hidden man of the heart is hidden unto the physical senses. He's just as much a man as the physical man is a man. Mm-hmm. He knows the things of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in him and causes him to be sure of the way that he should go.
Praise God.
We're going to go into that more.
Praise God.
But the unseen realm and the realm of the Spirit is in you. There's an unseen man in you and me. And there's where the glory dwells. And there's where the love is shed abroad.
And he lives in this body.
He lives
that person.
Right there. That unseen man lives in the seen house of the body.
Glory to God. That's exciting, isn't it?
I'm getting excited sitting here. Could we just pause and see La?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
So there had been a person who had been born again from another religion and saw Jesus and was born again, and then they'd had some other visions of Jesus. And I probably thinking about, wonder why I don't, you know. That's in the back of my mind. Like I said, he knows everything you
know. Would like that.
I would like that, but I was probably thinking, wonder why I don't. So anyway, the Lord then continued this word to me. Yes, so-and-so hears and sees me. But more blessed is he who sees not and believes. Do you think I saw visions constant when I walked below? No. But I saw and heard as you can. That means Jesus, he said. Now that made me, that provoked me to meditate. After he said that to me, I saw and heard as you can. It made me meditate these scriptures that Brother Copeland's been talking so much about, talked so much about at the minister's conference. Jesus did nothing unless he saw the Father do it. John 5:19. Jesus said nothing unless he heard the Father say it. John 5:30. These thoughts just shot through my mind after he said that he didn't want my open vision, that he walked and heard and saw like we can. So these thoughts just shot through my mind. If Jesus had walked by open vision, he would have been walking by sight and not by faith. Mm. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, and it pleases God.
Yeah, that's right.
And if he had walked with open vision,
that's
like
true,
a little
Billy.
Television set going on in front of him all the time, I know that the Holy Spirit was guiding me in these thoughts. But if he'd walked down the road like with a little TV in front of him that he could just see, oh yeah, he sees that blind man come forth, oh yeah, he sees this, then we couldn't have done it. We couldn't have walked as he walked. And the Bible tells us that we are to walk as he walked. 2 Corinthians 5:7.
And
1 John 2:6 and John 14:12. We are to walk as he walked, and we are to work the works that he worked.
Amen.
So we can walk as he walked, and we can work as he worked. We can see God like he saw God. We can hear God like he heard God. But we're going to have to do it in the Spirit.
That's right.
We can see and hear
and
as
even
he
didn't do anything else much, as far as we know.
That's all he did.
He walked in the Spirit.
He walked in the Spirit,
he listened,
Gloria.
He prayed, he obeyed.
He prayed all night long before
he gave
named
his
the
full
disciples.
Attention to it, he gave in his, other words.
He
and that's what Proverbs says, attend to my word.
That's what Proverbs says.
We have a witness in the Scripture.
That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He put the word in him. He saw the word, and he saw himself in the word. So the Lord told me, he said, now, you've got to hear me. 2014, you've got to follow me. And then in that message at Collinsville, which I didn't intend to preach, I was just going to listen in that service. He gave me those four scriptures that say the same thing. Psalm 95:7-8. Hebrews 3:7-8. Hebrews 3:15 and Hebrews 4:7. Four times.
Give it to me again. Psalm 95. 7 and 8. Yeah.
Hebrews 3.
Mm-hmm.
7 and 8. Hebrews 3:15. And Hebrews 4:7. And here's what every single one of those says. Today. If you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Today. Every day.
What does that mean?
In other words, every day.
That means
any
now.
Day. Yeah, yeah.
It means right now he's speaking.
Any day.
He's speaking right now.
Today.
Wherever you are, sitting there on your couch, driving down the road, God is speaking. Now, if, that's conditional, if You will.
If you will.
It's up to you and your will. You're going to have to will to hear God. God is speaking.
That's right.
If you will, it's going to be according to your will. If you will hear His voice.
Yeah.
What do? Harden?
You do it. You obey it.
Your hearts.
You don't make excuses for yourself. You don't say, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. No, you obey.
And you make...
If you will.
If you will.
Hear and obey.
Yes. You did a good... Did you do a book called Hear and Obey?
I don't know.
You used to do a teaching, Hear and Obey. Now, that's how you keep your heart from being hardened.
Hear and obey.
Think about that, Gloria.
That's true.
How did Pharaoh harden his heart? He didn't obey.
Mm-hmm.
He heard what Moses said, the word of God, but he didn't obey it. And the Bible says, in one place, he hardened his own heart. If you will hear His voice today.
That's right.
Make sure your heart is not hardened. And immediately... Mine went right to the book of the glorious church, which is the whole book of Ephesians. My mind went there. And in that book it says, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving. Tender-hearted, forgiving. A heart that's not hard is tender. A heart that is unforgiving is hard.
That's right.
So we have to make sure that we don't have any roots of bitterness in us.
That's right.
That would harden our hearts, because we absolutely must, from here on out, hear the voice of God.
So we could say, practice a tender heart.
Practice a tender heart.
Be quick to hear, quick to obey. Don't make excuses. Just do what He says. You'll be blessed and you'll come out on top, regardless of what happens around you.
That's it.
Because if you practice hearing, obeying, and He says, you know, there's something approaching your environment that is dangerous,
mm-hmm.
He'll tell you what to do
he'll
to avoid
you.
It. And boy, these are dangerous times.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to set ourselves to hear and obey. Amen?
Amen.
Billy and I will be right back.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum. The 2014 Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. You are called to manifest glory, and not just any glory, God's glory, the glory of His presence. The Lord spoke to longtime friend and fellow minister of KCM, Billy Brim, that in 2014, we, the church, must put on glory. We do that by looking in the Word for the glory. We let it talk to us. We let it change us into His image. Resources like the Glory of His Presence package can provide the direction you need on your glorification journey. The Blood and the Glory book by Billy Brim helps reveal that without Jesus' blood, it is impossible to be prepared for the glory. She also shares invaluable information in A Glorious Church CD series, giving you an understanding of the church's role in the end times. And this book by Richard Sigmund, My Time in Heaven, gives you the sense of being there in heaven from where the glory flows. Christ in you is the presence of God's glory in the earth. Manifest Him everywhere you go. Christ in you is the presence of God's glory in the earth. Order the Glory of His Presence package today for only $36.99 and enjoy a savings of 24%. Clearly understand that God's plan for total redemption includes His glory in His people. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number, 1-800-600-7395. For an additional 10% off, order the Glory of His Presence package online.
You're going to want this product, the glory of His presence.
Glory to God. Billy's going to tell us about it.
You know, when we put this together, the glory of God is the presence of God manifested.
Manifested.
And of course, its source is heaven.
Seen, felt,
yes,
felt.
His source, the source of glory is heaven. So at the end of next week, probably, we're going to be talking more about the glory in heaven.
Good.
And this book has so blessed me. You know, Brother Hagin told me people were going to go to heaven and come back and give their stories. This is by Richard Sigmund. He actually was killed in a car wreck in 1966 and didn't write his book for a long time because people weren't writing those things back then. But he was urged to write this book by Norval and Maggie Hayes, Sid Roth, Rex Sumbard, W.V. Grant, David Nunn, a lot of these old-timers. And this is what Mary Baxter said about his book, Dr. Mary K. Baxter. You know, she wrote A Divine Revelation of Hell and A Divine Revelation of Heaven, which she had. And she said, everyone should read this captivating story of Richard Sigmund's journey through the remarkable eternal home God has prepared for us.
Praise God.
It is so detailed, and that's what I found about this book. I've read a lot of them. It is so detailed that you feel like you are right there with Him. My time in heaven will enlighten your life and open your understanding to the glorious things of the living God.
Praise God.
I highly recommend this book.
All right, I'm reading.
And then there is an odyssey of the glory in the earth. And came from heaven, comes through the earth, goes back to heaven, makes a circle. And so in my book, The Blood and the Glory, I give the revelation God gave me of that. And Gloria, I found this old tape series that we made in 1981 in your convention in Detroit.
Really?
I have people 81. Coming up to me and saying, I wore those tapes out. They changed my life.
I
listen to them. There's five CDs. Here's my young voice in there. My husband's sitting on the front row. And I listened to this, and I was just the compassion, the passion that I had. And I said, Lord, I want that back for this great move of God that we know is going to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. I want to hear it again. Father, we thank You for the Word. I pray for every person listening today. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, now is the time. Just say, it's easy. You can do it. Just say, Jesus,
yes,
I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Take my life. That's what I said to Him. Take my life and do something with it. I had no idea what He was up to.
My.
But it's been great. Billy and I love you. We'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
God's grace is abounding toward you. Go to kcm.org for word-based teaching and free resources to help you find the answers you've been searching for in God's Word.